From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is urging Americans not to get sidetracked by what he called scare tactics used by opponents of his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. Instead, he said, lawmakers and the American public should focus on the real issues involved and look for common ground. Mr. Obama was speaking at a rally in Minneapolis today. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck reports.
While the president's speech varied little in substance from his address to Congress on Wednesday night, it felt more like a campaign stop. Mr. Obama is working to take hold of an issue that has stirred passion in both parties. He told the audience the bill faces tough resistance.
Minnesota, we are closer to reform than we've ever been before, but this is the hard part. This is when the special interests and the insurance companies and the folks who think, you know, this is a good way to bring Obama down. This is when they're going to fight with everything they've got.
There were a handful of protesters outside of the event. Some said his health care plan would increase the nation's debt. Others want a single-payer, government-run health care system. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in Minneapolis.
USA! USA! USA!
Tens of thousands of people upset with the president and Congress and the federal government in general staged a march and rally in the nation's capital today. Jenny Beth Martin was one of the organizers of the event.
We must be responsible with our money for future generations. We must have limited government.
Many of the demonstrators held signs with blunt messages aimed at lawmakers and the president, and hundreds waved yellow "Don't Tread on Me" flags. Prosecutors in Britain are seeking a retrial in the case of three British Muslims suspected of involvement in a plot to blow up seven jetliners headed for the U.S. and Canada. The jury failed to reach a verdict in their case, even while others were convicted. Larry Miller has the story from London.
Despite two juries failing to find three suspects guilty in the so-called liquid bomb plot, Britain says it's not giving up and will prosecute them for a third time. The chief prosecutor said there's a common practice not to seek further trials if two previous juries were unable to convict, but that was not binding. The three British-born Muslims were cleared of planning coordinated suicide bomb attacks on seven flights from London's Heathrow Airport, bound for the U.S. and Canada in 2006. Three alleged associates were convicted of conspiring to murder and related charges. British officials say the attacks were days away when the arrests were made, and had it gone ahead as planned, more than 2,000 passengers would have been killed. It was that plot that led to global restrictions on liquids being carried onto aircraft. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
This is NPR News from Washington. India and Pakistan are blaming each other for a gunfire incident at the heavily militarized border area between those two countries. There were no reported casualties. The episode comes ahead of talks between top foreign policy officials from the two nuclear-armed nations planned later this month. Veer Singh has more from New Delhi.
India says its forces opened fire after a rocket attack late Friday night that came from across the border in the northern state of Punjab. Pakistan says Indian troops fired their weapons after hearing explosions inside their territory, but adds that Pakistani soldiers were not responsible. Military officials from both sides held a meeting soon after the incident, with India maintaining that it has lodged what it calls a strong protest with its neighbor. Incidents like this one are more common at the disputed border in Kashmir than in Punjab. Foreign ministers from the two countries are due to meet in New York later this month on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Bomb attacks across Iraq today have left at least nine people dead and more than two dozen others wounded. Two blasts occurred near a Shiite shrine where worshippers had gathered in Baghdad. China's government is condemning as protectionist President Obama's decision to impose trade penalties on imported Chinese tires. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the administration's action was about creating a trade system that is based on rules that are fair for everyone. And Gibbs says the new duties will not risk provoking a trade war with China. But China's Minister of Commerce says the action violates global trade rules and will hurt U.S.-Chinese relations. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.